And of course, we're listening to the July 24th edition of the Closing Market Report. It is a Thursday afternoon. On the phone line with us for this afternoon is Dan Zwicker at CGB Enterprises. He's based out of Mandeville, Louisiana, but in his home state of Illinois today, up near La Salle, Peru, in the Princeton area. Good afternoon to you. What are you up to today?
Hey, Todd. Doing producer meetings. I've been doing producer meetings since Monday. We're finishing up here today, right here at Princeton, and then I have one tomorrow morning, Dwight, up at our rail loader facility. So I'm doing the Northern Illinois tour this week. Next week I'm going to be down in Southern Illinois, Northern Kentucky along the Ohio River, doing a round of producer meetings. So I'm enjoying this cooler weather pattern that we have up north here. I just talked to my wife, and it's 100 degrees in Texas for the next 3 or 4 days. So I'd rather be up here, but I'm not going to stick around long enough to become a resident. Let's put it that way.
Well, do they have you in the frying pan up there for being bullish earlier in the year?
No, they don't. Probably I came across more bullish on the radio than probably what I did on a lot of producer meetings. We've had good attendance, so they can't be too mad at me. They're kind of like me, kind of thought we'd maybe get a little bit more out of the spring rally than what we got, but 520 just knocked the corn in the head, and that's all it's really said, and it's been down since. You're hearing all kinds of reports of how big this crop is. I'm sure you're getting all kinds of tweets in and pictures of this. I'm getting the same thing. And I understand the Allendale Group came out with 174 bushels per acre on the corn. I don't know if it's that big or not, but if it's that big, we're in a lot of soup. Let's put it that way. Something around 170 is going to put us in a fairly burdensome situation. But the positive twist is demand is picking up. We did see, 40 million bushels of new crop corn sold last week. We did see 90 million bushels of soybeans sold last week. So world export buyers are interested in buying U.S. inventory. Unfortunately, that's not going to be a big factor, at least in the near term. The near term is all about trying to decide how big BIC is and gearing up for what USDA is going to release later on in early August.
Yeah, their set of numbers came out from Landworth. I think they were at about a 14.6 billion bushel crop at, 172 and some change or something on the average national yield.
Yeah, I don't know. I followed them when they first got started and was a little disappointed in their numbers, and I just don't know how they have panned out over the last few years, whether they've been on it or not. But, nothing surprising at this point. I mean, it's kind of a race to the top. Who can pump out the highest yield. But the ball game's not over with. We still have another quarter yet to play. August is going to be key in test weight, kernel fill, ear weight, nobody's really told me that corn crop was made for cool days like we've been having. We know it likes cool nights. I learned this week that corn actually started in the mountains where it had hot days and cool nights. So not too sure if these cool days are going to pan out as well as some of the most optimistic yields are saying, but I do have to acknowledge that the crop does look awful good as I drive around Northern Illinois and Eastern Iowa so far this week.
Are you hearing anything about dry pockets beginning to develop in parts of the Western Corn Belt?
Yes. And you could look at last week's crop rating levels in those upper five states that had late plantings, the crop ratings are slipping in those areas. They don't carry as much weight, of course. as Illinois does. Illinois is the big fish this year, having a good crop just about every place. But, yeah, my guess is the crop has stopped getting bigger. Now, we can argue how big it is, but I think it's probably stopped getting bigger. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised. We saw the yield, crop rating levels on corn stay unchanged. Beans ratcheted up only 1 point last week. I wouldn't be a bit surprised Monday we start seeing a seasonal downtick in crop rating levels. I don't look for anything big, but I do think that the driving force that drove this market lower during the month of July, which was rising crop rating levels, has come to an end, and the market should begin to flatten out as we work our way toward the August crop report.
China's been back in the marketplace for soybeans. Is that a temporary or permanent function from this point forward?
Well, I think China's going to be a strong buyer of beans for the next coming year. They may not be quite as big a buyer as they were this year. Actually, this year was a surprise to many people. But they're going to be a big buyer of protein. Now, the news today that they're talking about wanting certificate free or DDGs to be free of this trait that Syngenta has out in the marketplace. That's going to be a real hurdle for distillers' grain. Don't know how that's going to totally impact the market. But that's going to force probably more testing of grain, and if you have that trait, you may get rejected at the local elevator at some point in time, because China is a big buyer of distillers' grains, and we can't afford to really lose that market. So we're going to have to figure out a way to keep selling them distillers' grains and somehow guarantee that it's free of that genetic trait.
Yeah, I saw that. I was on some websites yesterday. I was looking up those $1.94 cash bids out there in Nebraska and North Dakota. And I think it was Red Path, Red Trail. I can't remember the ethanol plant. But right on their website, it says they will not take those traits. Absolutely don't even bring them into them. It'll be interesting to watch that one come about, too. Hey, Dan, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
Okay, very well.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises. He's out of Mandeville, Louisiana, and traveling this week in the state of Illinois, making his way through the CGB Enterprise elevator system in the northern part of the state. He'll be in the southern part of Illinois and down in Kentucky next week. If you can catch him, please do that. You can always hear him again on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. Just a few seconds, Dave Dickey will be here. He'll take us through the agricultural news.